Stefan Van Norden is the first to admit it. He's a gardener, not a filmmaker. But the Hanover resident has always been fascinated by a cluster of beehive-shaped kilns behind Lebanon High School. They used to fire up millions of bricks hand-struck at Densmore Brick Company from the 1800s to 1974. That's when fuel costs and competition from mass production facilities in southern states put Densmore out of business and the kilns started to deteriorate.
It was sad because there was trees growing out of the tops of them, completely neglected. And when I saw them, I just felt that somehow these had to be recorded, that they had to be saved, if not themselves, in some form.
So Van Norden started videotaping the kilns with his little camera. Then he started searching out former employees to record their memories. What he thought would be a five-minute hobby video turned into an hour-long documentary called Hand of Brick, a term for holding four bricks in one hand and throwing them to a coworker.
Making brick hasn't changed much since the early 1800s. There was the simple machine that would take the clay that was loaded into the hopper and press it into molds. The release agent in the mold would determine the type of brick. The molds would then be released to the dumper, who would empty the molds.
Then wheelers would take the bricks in wheelbarrows to setters, who would stack the bricks in kilns to be fired. One of those heavy lifters was a man named Coogan Booten. He's the oldest of the men interviewed in the film, and to hear him tell it, one of the hardest workers. He always wanted to wheel more bricks faster than anyone else.
Because of the clock that was there, so up this high, and every time you come in with 100 brick, you stop, punch the clock, because they had to keep track of us. They didn't want us to cheat. Then you'd unload, and then you'd come right back out and keep right on going.
Densmore workers would wheel 21,000 bricks each day. You can still see the fruits of their back-breaking labors all over the Upper Valley, including the Baker Library at Dartmouth, Lebanon City Hall, the Woodstock Inn, and Colby Sawyer College. Teresa Aldrich was the bookkeeper.
I can remember watching them pick up the wheelbarrow that was full of brick that they were going to put in the kiln. And I couldn't get over. You could tell it was really straining them when they picked, and they did that day after day after day.
Filmmaker Van Norden tracked down over a dozen former Densmore Brick employees. They tell funny stories about men pulling tricks on each other with live snakes, and more tragic ones about the truck driver who was nearly buried alive in the spring-fed pond where the clay was mined. Van Norden thinks the work ethic at the brickyard would be hard to find these days. In the film, Jeff Densmore, the owner's grandson, pays tribute to the former employees.
The truck was just buying clay, nothing else but clay.
All the molds have to be what they call dumped by hand. They come out of the machine, and a person has to physically pick the mold up off the green brick and throw it to one side where it can be recycled and go back through the machine. And if you don't think that's hard work, try it.
By the way, gardener-turned-filmmaker Stefan Van Norden wrote the lyrics for that closing song. It was composed by Douglas Harp and David Firm.
Well, the molds need dumping, and the bricks need drying. So let's start wheeling, get those kilns afire.
For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.
Mr. Densmore, push that brickyard. Hey, Mr. Densmore, for all it's worth, hand a brick. It's a hand.